blessed by it. Many, many children have come to the Lord with, as a result of Barney Borden, his life story. I call him Borden. His real name is Morden, but it's much easier to say Borden, okay? And that's what we want to talk about tonight. But before that, very important is the Word of God, okay? Let me read 1 John chapter 1, and you can follow it if you want. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. And then it goes on to say, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Beautiful two verses. Actually, they were the two verses that the preacher led Barney to the Lord with, as we'll see in a little while. Mr. Clint, my light man, good. That's a little brighter. Bridget, thanks to her, quickly sketched with a marker, I think, instead of painting. I lost my barrel of the story. And I told her, have his feet hanging out, because every night, that's where Barney had to live. His daddy and mommy were very evil people. When I say evil, they committed sin and lived a bad life before them. And they died early in life as a result of their sin. And so Barney was without a home. He was without parents. And the only place he could find for shelter was behind a grocery shop in a huge barrel. How would you like to live in a barrel? I wouldn't, would you? Especially cold nights like what we've had lately. And it was cold where Barney lived. And that's where he went. He used to sell newspapers for a living. And night after night, he'd go back to the barrel. And that would be his home. But one day, he came across a place, which what we call a gospel mission. And he heard some beautiful music coming out of that building. And Barney, of course, said to himself, what have I to lose? And so, he peeked in, and he said, at least it's warm in there. And, I wonder if they'd mind. But I've got to listen to more of that music. That's beautiful. I've never heard anything like that. And so, walking inside the building, Barney went in, and while he was there, he heard something he had never heard before. The preacher preached the Word of God to him. This man, after the music, started to open the Bible and speak about the Lord Jesus. And he quoted the verses that I told you about. And Barney gave his heart to the Lord as a result of him. He said he'd never heard about Jesus before. It was the first time. And the kind preacher took him aside, as you can see, opened the Word of God. And from 1 John chapter 1, he began to read those verses. And it wasn't long until Barney opened his heart and let the Lord Jesus in. He was so happy at this wonderful thing that's happened in his life. And, of course, after he left the place, and Barney wasn't well, really, that very night. In fact, it was a few days after that. And he got sick, very sick. He had a terrible fever and a cough. And he just felt bad, very bad. Now, when you feel sick like that, that bad, high temperature, your lungs filled up with cold, what do you do? What's the best thing for people when they're sick like that? AJ, you know, eh? Had to go to the hospital, right? That's right, had to go to the hospital. But before he went to the hospital, he went back to his barrel. Showed the barrel again, Mr. Ross. And that was his home. Thank you very much. He went back to his barrel. Even though he was happy in his heart, he felt extremely bad, very bad in his body. because he was sick. But you know, he still had the joy of the Lord in his heart. But one night, a big burly man came by, and he heard this young boy crying, or at least a cry coming. And by the way, who is he? What type of person is he? What is his work? Yes, really. He's a policeman, that's right. And he heard him crying, this child crying, and he went back to the grocery shop, and lo and behold, there he found Barney in that barrel. That policeman, strong, he just reached his hand in that barrel, and he brought out Barney, and he couldn't believe his eyes to think that a boy was living in a barrel. He just couldn't believe it, and he realized he had a fever, he was coughing, and he was sick, and so he took him to the hospital, as we said a little while ago. And he got good attention, all right? And now these painters, as you see, they're kind of old, but I'm going to have them redone one of these days, all right? But you pardon me for that. And next week, Lord willing, we want to talk with the teenagers with a graph that I have. But tonight, primarily for our children, okay? Took his temperature, and they were very, very concerned. They were worried, really, because he was really sick. He'd been like that for quite a while. And the nurses were very kind to him, and they gave attention, gave him the medication. And, but you know, he kept asking for something. And I wonder if you could tell me what it was. He says, I want a, yes. Boy, you're smart. Boy, you must be a Perry. Very good. And you know, they never paid any attention to him. He kept, I want a Bible. I want a Bible. I want a book that tells about life. I want a book, that book that tells me how Jesus died on the cross and how he gave his life for me. I need a Bible. But you know, they didn't bring him a Bible because these nurses weren't saved. They didn't know the Lord. And, but he got worse. But he told them about the Lord Jesus. And he told them even how to get saved. Can you imagine a boy? Sometimes children, you know, you can lead your parents to the Lord. How many of you ever go home and say, especially if you're not sure whether your mommy and daddy are Christians, they say, Mommy, are you a Christian? Are you saved? Are you really going to heaven? I need to know. Or maybe Daddy, I'm not sure that you are a Christian. Are you going to heaven? Perhaps all of you here today or tonight, your mommy and daddy's a saved, that is a Christian. And, just in case there might be some young people here and you want to witness, what an opportunity. One of the best things you could do is witness to your parents or your brother. Or your older sister, maybe that's not saved. Talk to them about the Lord. You can reach them for Christ. You can win them for the Lord. Do you know Barney witnessed to the nurses, the two nurses, and the doctor? And what you see here was he died. Very sad. Sad because a young boy lost his life. But he had real life. He had the Lord Jesus. But you know something? As a result of his death and his witnessing, telling them about Jesus, how they can be saved, they wept. But they, three of them, gave their hearts to the Lord. As a result of Barney's testimony. Oh, it's wonderful to be able to witness for the Lord. Even though he died, but he had the joy of the Lord in his heart. What do you think it was like when he died? When he met the Lord Jesus. For the first time, you see, it was sad. And by the way, do you realize that we've had about 11 people that died in Spanish Wells in the last 3.5 months? We've had a baby. We've had a middle-aged man. We buried him early part of this week. And then we've had elderly people as well. And so you see, it's good to know the Lord. It's good to be ready. It's good to have him in your heart. You can't afford to live without Christ. It's a dangerous thing. And if you're not walking with the Lord, let me tell you in love, there's nothing better in all the world. You're not going to be perfect, but it's nice to walk with God. The things of this world doesn't pay. The sin, the pleasures of this life, they don't really pay. They might soup you up for a little bit. Some of might get excited a little bit of pleasure. But after it wears off, they're miserable. I mean, really miserable. So it's really good to walk with God. And you're going to be faced with, I'm sure, with temptation of the devil. And, but you know something? You have the Word of God to help you in prayer. And just commit your life to the Lord. Walk with God. Now, the next picture I'm going to show you is a verse also that the preacher quoted to him, but they're beautiful verses. You know, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. I never did really fix this one up, but, you know, the Lord came into Barney's heart, gloriously saved. But as a result of his witness, here's a picture I want to show you. Now, what is that? You know what it is. Sure, it's a crown. What about this particular crown that you see that's a little different? Yeah, Carter, huh? Three stars. All right, good. Now, some other child. What do you think the three stars are all about? Over here? Yes, son. I'm sorry. And the two nurses and the doctor. That's right. That's right. Will there be what? Any stars in your crown? We often sing. Well, you know, I don't know whether they're real stars. I really don't. Not too sure what type of star it is. But it's a reward. Let me put it that way. When you lead somebody to the Lord Jesus, you get home to heaven, and just imagine you had a part to play. And leading somebody to Christ. Isn't that wonderful? And you're going to be rewarded for it in a coming day. The Word of God tells us that if you're faithful, you're going to have a crown given to you for your faithfulness as well. Oh, that we might really follow the example of Barney, the boy who lived in a barrel. But he didn't live. Father, how we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the Word of God that has taught us and teaches us the way day by day. We thank you for the Lord Jesus, the one who made it possible for us to really know the way, because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh God, how we thank you for this wonderful truth. It is our prayer that you be pleased to bless these dear ones here tonight. We think of the children or any in particular that might be in our service not saved. Oh God, be pleased to speak to their hearts and save them, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you, children. You've been so quiet, so attentive. The meeting is over, right? God bless you now. Thank you, Ross.